This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Happy April! I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and welcome to Free Thought Radio, radio for free-thinking people.
And I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist of the airwaves.
And I have to say, here in Madison, Wisconsin, where this broadcast originates, we are so glad to bid good riddance to March. It's been perfectly hideous, cold, gray, ugly, and I can't wait for my crocuses and hyacinths and snowdrops to be on the march in my garden. There are just a few.
As Annie Laurie said, this broadcast originates from Madison, Wisconsin. Progressive Talk. This is April the 2nd, 2011. Free Thought Radio also airs in other markets such as Atlanta, Grand Rapids, Michigan, in Monterey, and it podcasts everywhere.
Free Thought Radio is the production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We are a national watchdog to keep church and state separate, and we are also the nation's largest association for atheist agnostics and other like-minded people. And we have over 16,000 members.
16,511 this week, I just checked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and growing. And then about another 1,000 subscribers.
So we work... very hard to keep state and church separate, and that's a lot of what we report, but we also do want to represent the views of those of us who are free from religion, as our government should be free from religion.
Including a lot of people we'll be hearing about in the South later on today's show.
So, Dan, you have a joke for us today, right?
I have a joke because your mother, Ann Gaylor, told me this joke. Ann is the Freedom From Religion Foundation's principal founder, and she's now the president emerita, and she told me this very timely joke. After Stalin died, Khrushchev wanted to get rid of his body. Khrushchev called President Kennedy, and he asked if Stalin could be buried in the United States. No, said JFK, I'll get too much criticism if I allow that. But why don't you call British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan? So Khrushchev did, but he got a similar refusal. Macmillan, though, recommended that he try President Ben-Gurion of Israel. So Khrushchev called Ben-Gurion, who said, sure, if you come in the middle of the night, you can bury Stalin's body in a remote spot. However, I must remind you that this country has the world's highest rate of resurrections.
Warning. And Dan, you wanted to play this sort of...
Speaking of jokes.
Speaking of jokes, you wanted to play this ridiculous comment that was aired last week on CNN TV by one of its commentators, Wendy Walsh.
And who is this woman? And they were talking about the Japan catastrophe, and then they followed right into this study that shows that religion is declining in so many countries. Listen to these pearls of wisdom from this commentator.
Traditional religions tend to fall away as people become more educated, but that doesn't mean that science has all the answers for everything. In fact, we're talking about survivors a while ago. Most studies on survivors show that the atheists die first, because if you don't believe in something supernatural, how can you imagine that you yourself have supernatural abilities enough to survive?
Huh?
What studies was she talking about?
Do you need a supernatural ability to survive in the natural world? I mean, this is... Well, really dumb.
And the host of the show nodded, We all know, of course, that atheists die first. Wendy Walsh, I don't know who she is, but she's listed as an author of books on dating.
So how dumb? Very dumb.
We'll be joined later in today's show with a guest from North Carolina. His name is Mark Zumbach. He directs the Freedom From Religion Foundation's Raleigh chapter there. It's called the Triangle Free Thought Society.
Mark Zumbach will be talking about FFRF's Out of the Closet billboard campaign that just went up this week in Raleigh in concert with the Triangle Free Thought Society on a dozen billboards in that area in North Carolina, and they're beautiful and diverse. And here's a teaser for that upcoming interview. This is local ABC TV Channel 11 coverage.
From this week.
Drivers on some of the Triangle's busiest roads are being greeted with some thought-provoking billboards this evening, signs that are almost guaranteed to spark controversy. It's part of a national campaign launched by a group looking to spread the word about those who don't believe in religion. Francis Scott is here with that story.
Larry, a local group has teamed up with a national atheist organization to bring its message to the streets of the Triangle. It's a campaign that will likely turn heads and make some people's blood pressure go up.
We're referring to it as the Free Thinkers Come Out billboard campaign.
Take a drive down U.S. 64 or Capitol Boulevard, and these bright billboards are hard to miss.
My quote is, science is my co-pilot.
Mark Zumbach is pictured on one of the billboards near New Hope Road in Raleigh.
I have a pretty good sense of humor, so I wanted to do kind of a tongue-in-cheek approach to the Jesus is my co-pilot bumper stickers that you see.
The controversial message attached to each one is even harder to ignore.
I'm not really sure what I think about it. I don't like it.
And Zumbach says the group expects some backlash.
We do expect that there will be some controversy. We do expect there will be some backlash. Obviously, part of our hope would be that it will get some dialogue going.
Five billboards with faces and quotes from members of the Triangle Free Thought Society went up in Wake County last night. A total of 12 will be up across the state through the end of April.
We kind of get stereotyped as being angry old guys, and we wanted to show that we are just like everybody else.
These billboards will soon be popping up in Durham, Smithfield, and Pittsburgh. All have one simple goal, to let people know that non-religious people are here in the Triangle.
Never seen one that acknowledges that there's a belief in science than there is in God.
Happy people. We're your friends, we're your neighbors, we're your loved ones. We're the people you work with, and we're in your families.
And no doubt there will be lots of thoughts to come on this one. The billboards went up for the first time last night, so many people who say they have serious faith have yet to respond. The Triangle Free Thought Society says it does expect to get much more feedback on this in the coming days.
She said the billboards will be popping up. It's like the flowers popping up in the spring. They're really pretty. They're very colorful flower-type backgrounds on these billboards. And that was Mark Zumbach that she interviewed. And we're going to have Mark on the show later today to talk about the Out of the Closet theme and our first foray into the South. And we'll hear from Mark with that particular theme. We'll hear from Mark about what it's like to be an atheist or agnostic in North Carolina.
The big legal news of the week for FFRF is that with attorney Michael Newdow and our New Hampshire plaintiff family, we have just asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review the issue of under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And maybe we should just briefly mention that this case originated back in 2007 when we worked with a Hanover couple with children. They're FFRF members, and we all filed suit together in federal court with Michael Newdow, challenging the daily recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. And this was required in a comparatively new law passed in 2002 in that state. And we also named Congress as defendants. And that caused quite a stir. And in 2008, 51 members of Congress won court permission to intervene in our case. And that included the three ringleaders, the U.S. Senators Sam Brownback, Inhofe, and Ted Stevens, who were all very, very religious. And then the Knights of Columbus intervened. And they were the people that were one of the three main lobbies behind inserting under God into the previously secular Pledge of Allegiance, and that happened in 1954. And then we drew an interesting judge, Stephen McAuliffe, and he's the widower of the teacher in
Krista McAuliffe.
Krista, who was the teacher in space that died in the space shuttle disaster. And nevertheless, despite that tragedy, he wasn't very sympathetic to our cause, and he ruled against us, and we appealed to the First Circuit, U.S. Court of Appeals. And last fall, a panel ruled against us, and Mike Newdow wished to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And this week, they have the papers. His writ of certiorari was filed. And Dan, what's the big legal question that we're asking the court to decide?
Well, you can only petition the Supreme Court if you're losing, and we are losing now. The federal courts at the lower levels have said it's okay for schools to force children to say or listen to the Religious Pledge of Allegiance.
Now, we should say that the law does, it has to say it's voluntary.
But even then, the students
it's have still to listen to it.
And the question is that still an endorsement of religion under the Establishment Clause? And our brief that Michael Newdow wrote points out that the lower courts, even though they have ruled against us, have done so for contradictory and diverse reasons. And some of the reasons they ruled against us are illogical. So the point of the petition to the Supreme Court is to ask the court to settle this jumble. In fact, some of the decisions say that the law is in hopeless disarray right now.
Of course, the point of our lawsuit is also that we want Under God to be declared unconstitutional in a patriotic pledge written by Congress with many government bodies forcing school children to either hear it or basically, I would argue they're forced to say it because what elementary school age child is going to be able to stand up to that? I mean, why should they have to leave the room if their parents are atheists or agnostics, for example? It is coercive. But then, Mike points out coercion is not required to show a violation of the Establishment Clause.
The touchstone test, which the Supreme Court has repeatedly said in 9 out of 9 cases dealing with religion in the schools, which the Supreme Court has disallowed, the touchstone is not coercion. The touchstone is neutrality. The government must be neutral on these issues. And Mike pointed out that Justice Clarence Thomas is on record in an earlier decision saying that the Pledge of Allegiance, if we follow precedent, the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional.
And, of course, he doesn't want to follow precedent.
No, he doesn't, no.
And also, Mike Newdow, in his petition, pointed out that all of the members of the Supreme Court, they're either Jewish or Catholic, and right?
Yeah.
I think, at this point, were at their religions at one time were a despised minority in our country. And he's hoping that they will remind themselves that atheists today are a despised minority, and yet we still have the same First Amendment rights, and that our children should not have to have patriotism tied to piety.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
We don't have a God in our Constitution. What's a God doing in the Pledge of Allegiance? So we'll be letting you know what happens with that. And then what's coming up, Dan?
Well, in the next segment, we're going to talk about Bible-based child abuse, about the biblical promotion of corporal punishment, and especially this local case here in Wisconsin involving 8 members of a Black Earth, Wisconsin church. That's the city of Black Earth. They were arrested for child abuse, and we'll also be talking about atheists and agnostics coming out of the closet in Raleigh, North Carolina, in FFRF's newest permutation of our Out of the Closet billboard campaign.
This is Richard Dawkins, author of The God Delusion, and you're listening to Free Thought Radio.
Protect the First Amendment. It protects you. This is Free Thought Radio.
And welcome back. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor. We are co-presidents of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Why don't you become a dues-paying, card-carrying member of the atheist agnostic free thought community by joining FFRF at FFRF.org?
Last week, we talked about Bible-based homophobia and violence against gays in the name of religion. This week, we want to talk about violence against children in the name of religion.
And let's introduce this topic with a news segment from Madison, Wisconsin's local NBC TV affiliate about a bust late last month of church members and their pastor in Black Earth, Wisconsin, for child abuse.
Now back to tonight's other big story. Eight members of a Black Earth church face child abuse charges tonight. They're in trouble for the type of punishment investigators say a church leader encouraged. NBC 15's Chris Woodard is here now with more.
John, there's no argument about whether these things happen. Those charged admit as much to investigators, saying they believe they're doing what the Bible tells them to.
It is in this home, this basement, one of two locations for Aletheia Bible Church, Dane County investigators say child abuse not only occurred, but was encouraged over and over.
No corporal punishment of any child.
Philip Caminiti, the church's head pastor, made his first court appearance Monday, facing eight counts of child abuse. According to a criminal complaint, Caminiti told detectives he believes the Bible dictates the use of rod over hand to punish children, showing church members how to use wooden spoons and dowels to hit the bare bottoms of misbehaving children as young as 2 months old. Church members say children and infants were punished for things such as being emotional, grumpy, or crying, not sitting quietly through church, crying when being handed from a mother to another person, or for potty training mistakes.
I think any time when children are involved in this kind of case, it's difficult for everyone.
Caminiti is one of eight church members facing child abuse charges, including his brother. John Caminiti also faces charges of mental harm to a child. He told investigators he often shunned his wife and children, sometimes telling them they must stay in their room for weeks at a time.
We stopped here at Phil Caminiti's house hoping to do an interview and get their side of the story. We were told by the woman who answered the door, they've been told they can't talk for legal reasons.
But in interviews with investigators, many church members did talk. Phil said, the scripture is never wrong, and pain is a good way to teach children. He said, if you spank early and it's done right, then kids will be obedient. He said he didn't think bruises were a telltale sign of something bad. All of the victims' parents described redness and bruises as common effects of the spankings.
The victims in this case include a total of 12 children, ranging in age from infant to 6 years old. The investigation began last year when some former members of the church contacted authorities.
Okay, what caught my eye about this very sad case is that the pastor very clearly, openly cites scripture to defend his conduct. Yet, the Wisconsin State Journal, Madison's morning paper, ran a front page story about a week ago quoting a rabbi from Georgia, no less, absolving the Bible of blame and saying it was the brothers who had perverted the message. Is this true? No, but that's what we're going to talk about now. And Dan, why don't you read some of the passages about disciplining children that are found in the Bible?
And you have these in your book, Betrayal of Trust. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. It's Psalms 137, 9. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20:30. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Proverbs 19:18. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 22:15. Withhold not correction from the child, for if you beat him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 23:13 and 14. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Hebrews 12:6 through 8.
And I would point out that's the New Testament.
That's the New Testament. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
And beware the righteous people. And we don't even have time to finish reading these particular passages dealing with the discipline of children. These are why we do not want Bible laws in our laws today. And we do see a lot of corporal punishment. It's a big issue. It was in the New York Times last week. In public and private schools around the country, we're still debating this in this country. That's wrong.
So if the Bible says it is okay to beat children, then it's the Bible that's wrong, not the children.
So coming up, something fun, something daring out of Raleigh, North Carolina, where atheists and agnostics are coming out of the closet.
Thank you. This is Lee Parks. I'm from Apple Valley, California, and I'm a lifelong freethinker.
This is Janine Garofalo. Are you tired of right-wing politicians who desperately want to impose their religious beliefs on the rest of us? I know I am. That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Join the fight and call the Freedom From Religion Foundation toll-free at 1-800-335-4021. That's 1-800-335-4021. Or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation website at ffrf.org. That's www.ffrf.org. Proud to be an atheist, Janine Garofalo.
This is Free Thought Radio with your hosts, Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor.
And I'm Dan Barker here with Annie Laurie Gaylor in the studio.
And on the phone from the Raleigh area in North Carolina, we have Mark Zumbach. He is president of the Triangle Free Thought Society, and that is a chapter of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And I still remember when Mark first contacted me about wanting to do a chapter, and how surprised I was that he thought there would be enough people to have a chapter in North Carolina. And wow, it is a driving chapter, and we have over 370 members in North Carolina now.
And in the first part of our show, we heard Mark being interviewed by Channel 14, I think it was, ABC, a very good interview about his billboard and his participation in this new Out of the Closet campaign.
And Mark is a lifelong resident of the Research Park Triangle area. He does contracting work for the pharmaceutical industry, and he is an out of the closet. What did you call yourself, Mark?
Well, I call myself a free thinker, but then in other audiences, I call myself an atheist.
So welcome to Free Thought Radio, and thank you very much for organizing the chapter.
Well, thank you. Thank you both, Dan and Annie Laurie. It's been a fun ride.
So I knew it. You work for the pharmaceutical industry. Godless atheists are drug pushers, right?
Well, we immoral. Do support the science in a sound clinical trial practice and getting good drugs to market and getting rid of bad drugs.
So now we want to talk about, we'll talk about the chapter, but let's talk first about this newest campaign. And you're on one of a dozen billboards in the Raleigh-Durham area. And why don't you tell us what your billboard says?
Sure. My billboard says, science is my co-pilot.
And
as
a play on, go ahead.
Oh, that's all right. It's got my full name on it, Mark Zumbach, and obviously has a picture of me, and has the Triangle Free Thought Society webpage as well as the Freedom From Religion Foundation's webpage.
And you identify yourself as actually being from Cary area. So
that's correct.
And there are 12 billboards, but there are more than 12 participants because some of them are couples and families.
That's true. We have on one of our billboards, we have two sisters, and they are both teenagers. Their billboard is in the Durham area.
That's really cute. They're smiling and hugging each other.
Oh, and they're very pretty.
Yeah, they are. They're adorable. Yeah. They have long hair flowing down to their waist, and one of them is hugging the other, and they say, "We put all our faith in science," and their names are Colette and Sophia. And they're identified as being from Orange County, teenagers, sisters, atheists.
Yeah,
amazing.
They've been thrilled to participate, as has their mother, that they were so eager to participate. And then we also have two families. We have a couple of family photos with mom and dad and the kids. And those have been getting a lot of interesting feedback from the community.
Well, one of them is, it's a yellow background, and it has, it's Allison, David, and kids in Chapel Hill, and their statement says, another happy humanist family. Very charming.
Cute little kids smiling.
And then there's another family, the Zepp family?
The Zepp family.
And what do they say?
Theirs is, this is what a humanist family looks like.
This is what a secular family looks like.
Secular family, thank you.
My gosh, there was just so much excitement by local FFRF members and chapter members. There's just a great deal of participation. Should we read some more of those? Do you have them in front of you?
Well, absolutely. I think some of the thing that's been just so thrilling about this is that when the board of our group decided that we wanted to move forward with this and work with FFRF on putting this campaign together, we thought we'd get, you know, 5 or 6 people who would be, you know, feeling secure enough to come out and be a participant. And we had just a great response, you know. We had more than 12, initially way more than 12 respondents, although some people had to drop out because of timing and some other logistical things. But the fact that we got 12 boards was just really exciting to us. We wanted to make sure we got everybody who was able to do it up and on a board. And the response has just been great as well. The community, just in terms of the feedback we're getting, has just been really, really positive.
Well, I mean, I think that we almost had to turn people down just because of lack of funds. I want to give credit to Amy Glenn, who is one of the local chapter members who put this together. And she's been wonderful to work with, and what an organizer.
She is great. I think that's the other thing. People don't realize how much work something like this is. You know, negotiating contracts and working with the billboard company and working with the creative elements of it and just pulling this many people together for photo shoots. It's a tremendous amount of work for a volunteer to be undertaking.
And that's what's required to take this around the country. And I'm slowly working with other people around the country. You need a really good organizer or coordinator. And just finding the appropriate photographer to take this very specific professional, high-resolution digital photo, that's probably one of the hardest parts, and then getting it coordinated.
And it has a continuity to it. They all look very professionally well done, and it's a high-class product.
We started off with the Adams Outdoor artwork that was done here in Madison, Wisconsin, and then it was tweaked by Lamar there in the Raleigh-Durham area, and they look beautiful. They're just fantastic.
They really came off very well, and one of the things that's the colors on them are just so bright, and they really are very eye-catching. Driving down the road, and what's really nice about them is they actually pop really well at night when they're illuminated.
Yeah, illumination's the greatest. Now, is it okay if I read a couple more of them?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
We have a purple billboard with Robin, identified as a Raleigh parent and non-theist, and she said, "Free thinking moves America forward." And that is very true. And we like that because Wisconsin's state motto is forward.
And there's some real diversity, too. You have Curtis Clayton from Raleigh, an African-American, who says, "I'm saved from religion."
And I think it's really cute. He identifies himself as a truck driver and an atheist.
Yep.
I mean, who would think a truck driver is an atheist in our society, right?
Right,
so that's
exactly.
Just very myth-dispelling all by itself.
And I suppose that's one of the exciting things about this campaign is that, you know, we really, we did want to dispel, you know, the stereotypes about what an atheist looks like, what a non-theist and a free thinker looks like. So, you know, having the family members, having some racial diversity, having the, you know, relatively youthful images, so many of these boards that we've got are young people, and I think that's exciting, too. I think, you know, often the stereotype is that, you know, it's some curmudgeonly old guy who's an atheist sitting angrily in the corner, and we're all smiling, happy people.
And there's a very pretty young mother, Kim from Raleigh, who identifies herself as a stay-at-home mom and non-theist, and she says, "I don't need a higher power to have a higher purpose." Very, very well said.
Do we have time to play the clip, or should we wait
for
the second?
Yeah, so why don't we quick play a coverage that was, you know, middling from what is that, Dan?
Channel 11, and it features an interview with Zepp. Is her name Carmen Zepp?
Yeah.
Carmen Zapp.
So she's featured being interviewed in this news coverage about the billboards this week.
Atheists, agnostics, and freethinkers in the Triangle are coming out of the closet and bringing their message to billboards. The series of billboards was released this week by the Triangle Free Thought Society, which they say seek to reverse demonization of atheists and non-believers.
People are afraid they might get fired. They're afraid that people won't let them play with their children. And it's just sad that you have to hide that part of yourself.
The Zepp family hopes the billboard campaign will first open the door for discussion, which might one day open the door for acceptance.
Yeah, here I am. I'm your neighbor. I'm your coworker. I'm, you know, the person in the restaurant, you know, the person holding the door open for you. And I'm a non-believer. I don't eat babies.
A local pastor says he empathizes with the non-theists and appreciates their message of an open discussion, but he thinks some of the phrases the billboards use seem angry.
I've never put a billboard up, come to Vintage 21 Church, be a Christian. I'd rather use the money to help the 144,000 children in North Carolina who are under the line of poverty.
Members of the Free Thought Society hope that billboards like the one behind me will start to gain them acceptance in society, but others see the billboards as an affront.
I think pretty much the sign stinks.
While some, like Pastor Jones, welcome the discussion, Carmen Zepp says others, including those in her family, are not so willing.
They generally don't strike up conversations with me about it because I'm more than willing to talk about it, and usually they're not.
In Raleigh, Will Huntsbury, News 14 Carolina.
So, well, Mark, I thought that what Carmen said, you know, I'm the person who opens the door for you, was very charming. But now let's have a response to that pastor who claims, oh, I would never advertise. I mean, who are they kidding?
I know. Well, we all had a good laugh about that. We said, we kind of wish that they had done a pan of the church to say, you know, to see what the billboard or the signage out front of the church was. But, you can't. The drive between Raleigh and Durham has a lot of billboards on it, and there are so many church and religious billboards up. You can't drive more than, 25 miles without running into one. So, exactly. Who are they kidding?
Yeah, and then I was just visiting Tulsa, and you can't drive like a block before running into one. I mean, it's pervasive, not to mention that they practically own the airwaves and spend all this money on themselves.
What's funny is it's not just even the official billboards. I mean, you all over the state of North Carolina, along the highways, there are often these like very ad hoc. Somebody's put up a little plywood sign with Bible verses on it, and little crosses along the sides of the road that are not there for memorial purposes. They're there to proselytize.
They should use that money to feed the starving children. That's what they should.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, and look at this church infrastructure and the amount of money spent on pastor salaries and steeples and pews and hymn books and you name it. Anyway,
we have to take a break here.
Yes, we do. We are talking with Mark Zumbach, who is president of the Triangle Freethought Society, a chapter of FFRF, about our joint campaign to take non-religion to North Carolina involving local Raleigh area freethinkers who are on billboards with their statements and their smiling faces. And we'll be right back to talk some more about that.
Hi, I'm Emily Hines, and I'm on Free Thought Radio.
Ask for a sample issue of Free Thought today and find out more about the Freedom From Religion Foundation at FFRF.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. This is Free Thought Radio.
And I'm Dan Barker here with Annie Laurie Gaylor. We're talking on the phone with Mark Zumbach, who's the director of the Triangle Free Thought Society. I guess it's Triangle because it's the Triangle Research Park Mark can tell us, the chapter of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which this week has put up 12 out-of-the-closet billboards celebrating non-believers.
We're in a campaign with the National Freedom From Religion Foundation. You are our second spot, and we are planning to go to Phoenix. I'm working with people all over the country, Minneapolis, Columbus on this, but I just am getting such a kick out of what you've done there in Raleigh, Mark. And welcome back to Free Thought Radio.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. And yeah, Dan, back to your point, we refer to the area as the Triangle because of the three major cities, Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, that make up the Triangle, and of course then the smaller cities that are around it. But we're pretty fortunate here with Duke, UNC, and NC State, three big universities that really do attract a lot of intelligentsia to the area. So we've definitely seen a real boon in our membership from just the kind of cities that we have within our area. So it's exciting times.
You wouldn't want to call yourself the Pentagram Free Thought Society. I guess Triangle is good.
Now, we didn't finish reading all of there are a dozen billboards up, and we didn't finish reading all of the statements. Is it okay if I do that?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Eric Thomas, who's an FFRF member, a chapter member from Durham, described himself as a retiree and atheist, and his statement is really cute. We've got the whole world in our hands. In other words, humanists, yeah. and people.
Right.
Dale from Raleigh, a writer and agnostic, has a hat on. He's very jaunty, and he says, "I write fiction. I don't believe it." Now, that probably gets under somebody's skin.
We've definitely heard some feedback about that one, for sure.
Well, it's cute, though. It's true. Chris from Raleigh is an artist and atheist. He said, "Your faith feel wrong. It's okay to leave." Now, that's a comforting thought. And then,
what are the odds of two bald guys with beards being on at 12 of them?
that's been some other debate. Is how many of what's the correlation between free thinkers and facial hair?
And Sam from Raleigh, who describes himself as a parent and atheist, says reason over dogma always. Very nice. And I think the last one we haven't talked about is Rodrigo. And now, Rodrigo, is he from South America originally?
You know, to tell you the truth, he is Latino. I'm not sure what his where he is from originally, whether it's South America or.
I think that's what I heard. But he lives in Raleigh now. He's an engineer, an atheist, and his statement is the path to truth, science, and reason. So it's a very interesting mix of sentiments. You know, it's light. Some are lighthearted. Some are more sober. Some are more challenging. Some are just affirming. Very, very wonderful campaign. So now tell us some more about what the Triangle Free Thought Society does.
Well, our main focus is really sort of watching for opportunities to make sure that that we're upholding the separation of church and state in this area. So we've definitely done some work around challenging where we see winter nativity scenes and things like that going up on public property. We've got kind of a dual commitment. We want to have that political aspect in terms of, and by political, I don't mean, you know, playing politics, but I mean really going in and looking where there might be potential violations or encroachments on the separation. And so that's our sole purpose, or our main purpose. And then our second purpose is creating community for non-believers. It's one of the things that we felt like was really more and more as we started talking about forming a chapter, it was the one thing people kept saying, "I'd like to come together with other people who are like me and talk about these ideas and talk about these things." So we have monthly meetings. We have speakers who come in. We've had the other great thing about living in an area like this is that we have access to a lot of speakers who don't live that very far away. Cecil Boswell, the city council member from Asheville, who has come out as an atheist, came down and spoke. He's been on this show, I believe, mm-hmm. Last fall. We had Barbara Forrest come in, who was a spokesperson for or a star witness in terms of the intelligent design in the classroom ruling, and she was coming to NC State to speak, so we were able to basically get her on a much reduced honorarium because she was already traveling here anyway. So those are great opportunities for us then to work with the student groups in the area, the secular student groups, and encourage them to come to our meetings. And
you've met with Richard Dawkins briefly, I remember.
We did. Richard Dawkins was coming to Duke, and so we set up a little meet and greet with him the night before and had an opportunity for many of our members to meet with him. That was a wonderful experience for so many of them. And we got a little... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're almost out of time, but you've also had a presence at gay rights events, haven't you?
Absolutely. We march every year. We table every year and march every year at the local Pride parade, and we started doing that because, you know, there is a really big church presence at those, and we felt it was important to have some counterbalance to that. And we are also doing some charitable stuff. We're involved this year again with the Relay for Life, which is the race for like the Race for the Cure. It's a cancer-based American Cancer Society fundraiser. So we want to broadcast to the community that we are good without God, and we are looking for charitable opportunities to participate in.
Well, so, thank you so much. We've been talking with Mark Zumbach. You can look at these pictures, these billboards at ffrf.org if you go to the news releases, and you have these up at the Triangle Freethought Society website as well, right, Mark?
We do, yes. Come see us.
Thank you very much.
We're listening to a little bit of Paper Moon written by the atheist lyricist Yip Harburg, whose birthday is April the 8th.